Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman filling in this morning, and our next guest up is Mark Z, Mark Z Legal Staffing, our ace reporter. Welcome, Mark.
John, great to see you. Great to be on the show today. And as much as it's great to see Jeff, it's terrific to see you.
Oh, it's even better. You can say that. It's great to have you as well. So we've been talking about planning and what some of your clients are doing and what people in the legal profession have been doing. And that planning cycle gets quicker and quicker. So much for 5-year and 3-year plans. Now it's 12 months, 6 months, 3 months, 1 week. What are we doing tomorrow?
Correct. So
tell us a little bit of what you're seeing in the industry and what lawyers are up to in terms of planning, and both from a staffing perspective and elsewise.
Sure. So, John, like as we had talked to our listeners recently about how the strategy is no longer like we were talking about a year and no longer even the quarter, we're now out of the box in the new year, and law firms and companies are really focused on planning in terms of the COVID vaccine. How is that going to look for people in coming into the office? How is that going to look for strategy in terms of driving in public transportation, allowances, remote work? So for example, the first thing is a lot of corporations, organizations, nonprofits, for-profits, universities, legal departments, and law firms are now having dates that they hang in terms of when decisions will be made by, sort of benchmarks. So a lot of the firms and organizations are using the end of March is the first benchmark this year where they're going to decide whether or not to continue the remote work, continue the remote schedule work, which is partial in-office work, partial out-office, remote fully, or scheduled timing. And that's a benchmark that they're not only hanging their hat with staff, but also attorneys, because a lot of the firms want attorneys, associates to start coming back. It won't be coming back necessarily full time, but it's really important for groups and the contact to come back. So that's the first thing in terms of that.
Do you think we're going to see some sort of, I don't know if bifurcation is the right term, but I think a lot of people have come to the realization that, wow, if I can extend my work week by not commuting, by not going into an office, and obviously a lot of law firms look at metrics and see, how is their billing look? Is it the pandemic? Is it the fact that people are remote? What are those variables? So you think we're going to see a split in the market where some firms are going to say, hey, the remote works for us. We can cut down our overhead. It hasn't impacted our billing that much. You think we're going to see differences in terms of how firms are going to go?
I definitely. And I'm already hearing that a lot of firms, some firms are going to, the smaller firms are going totally remote, totally virtual. Other firms are saying, look, when we come back, we're willing to look at certain associates or partners. I mean, partners always had flexibility, but not as much as they do now, but or even key staff like paralegals. Any billing role, firms and organizations are now, law firms particularly, because it's billing roles, are looking at people, being remote. How much time we're going to let them be remote, the value of being remote, or are we going to totally be remote? Particularly law firms, because law firms always really had everybody in the office. It was a rarity, whether it was a partners or associates, having people being remote. In recent years, law firms were letting some associates and partners, depending on their level and depending on their type of work, to be remote. Now all bets are off. Firms are saying, you know what, let's maybe have partial remote, partial in-office. In-office, though, is still very, very important. I'll tell you, John, I even have always had, we've had situations where some people, because of their commute to the office, we would have, we have one person in particular that works remote, had worked remote and works remote 1 day a week. Now, obviously, totally focused on remote, and we're looking at when people come back to maybe open it up for people can work a combination of remote, non-remote. But it's so important for organizations of all kinds and law firms to have some in-person. Now, the flip side of it is a lot of employees want to be in the office, at least part of the time. Partially, they need it for flexibility with their families. Partially, they need it because of the long commute, but they really see the value of being in person. So that's really important. And they want to be, and obviously it's going to affect their interaction, particularly with partners and deals and associates and working with their partners to have that connection. So as much as you can have remote, you really need the in-person. Now, the other flip side is we're getting searches now from law firms and organizations because the law firms and organizations want people to at least come into the office part-time, not even full-time, 1 or 2 days a week because of that connection and everything, socially distanced, maxed out in terms of where they're going to be located, et cetera. And that's not good enough for some employees. So they're leaving employers to take jobs that are going to be remote right now.
It seems even like though, I'm hearing the same thing. I'm seeing similar things where people are saying, you know, interested in pursuing a job, but want to make sure that it's remote. I think, you know, we've seen that shift where people, as you said, they've taken on roles within their families, and they you know, because of perhaps students learning remote, are saying, well, why should I spend 10 hours a week commuting when I can dedicate that 10 hours to my family and still get the work done? So it's an interesting dynamic. It would be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, I think law firms, hopefully they have a crystal ball, because everything that I'm seeing, there doesn't seem to be a lot of rhyme or reason in terms of how vaccines are happening. There probably is some sort of master plan, but you know, just looking at the elderly population and people living independent in the community, you know, depending on what state you're in would dictate, you know, some people have had one shot and are on their way to second, and some people have no idea when it's coming. So, you know, it just, I imagine that trickles down when you're talking about a workforce. You know, law firms might like their people to come back in March, but it could be June till they're vaccinated. Who knows?
Correct. Correct. Especially when the rollout is by age, ironically. So particularly with law firms, obviously you've got some partners that are more senior, but generally the age group for law firms, whether it's staff or partners, are younger, and
we'll
the same
low down
for
on the list.
Corporations. What'd you say?
Low down on the priority list in terms of vaccination.
Correct. So that's, as you're right, it's going to be pushed out to at least June. It could get into the early fall. So that's going to make a big difference in terms of law firm and company and different organizational strategy. Definitely.
Great. Mark, always a pleasure to have you on. Always great to get the intel and the insight from the field and what's going on in the staffing world in general and in the legal space. And if our listeners want to get in touch with you, not that they don't know how to reach you already, but why don't you tell them?
Thanks, John. Well, it's great to be here. First of all, they can Google Mark and the letter Z, and we'll come right up, or marczlegal.com, or 617-338-1300.
Always a pleasure. Be well. And we'll be right back with another story on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you.